It's okay to forget something as long as you remember it again sometime. Hi, my name is NCR, and welcome to another episode of the Sunshining Podcast. The topic for today is forgetting and remembering. I don't know what it is about us humans, but we tend to so easily forget things. On rainy days, we forget the sunny days. On sunny days, we forget the rainy ones. When we read through the story of the Exodus in the Old Testament, we quickly judge God's people and say, if we had seen what God did, we would not have forgotten God. Let's not be so quick to judge. If we were there, I am sure we would do the same thing. Because let me tell you something, the journey through the wilderness from Egypt to the Promised Land was a long and difficult one. Forget, remember, forget, remember. What are you forgetting? What are you remembering? On Thanksgiving Day, we are thankful, or at least we try to be. But then what? Should we forget thankfulness the rest of the year? I hope I'm not talking about thankfulness too much in this season of the Sunshining Podcast, but I did do two Thanksgiving special episodes, and I just thought of a new thing, a thankfulness challenge. If thankfulness is something you struggle with, if complaining is something you do too much of, I encourage you to spend 5 to 10 minutes a day for a few days just listing things you are thankful for, and then praying prayers of thankfulness to God. Bring that list to God and just tell God all the things you're thankful for. Okay, back to today's topic. This episode comes out January 14th, 2021. Have you already forgotten that it is a new year? Have you already forgotten your New Year resolutions? You may not know this about me, but I'm a big New Year person. I stayed up till midnight on New Year Eve and recorded a video that I maybe won't share, or that I probably won't share. I love the new year. I love the whole year, and I really love New Year resolutions. So here are a few of my New Year resolutions. To read God's word before breakfast every day, no Bible, no breakfast, and to spend the first 150 days of 2021 in the book of Psalm. There's nothing wrong with New Year resolutions. The problem is we so soon forget them. By the way, I invite you to join me in spending the first 150 days of 2021 in the book of Psalms. Have you already forgotten your New Year resolutions? Another thing related to New Year resolutions is pushing ourselves. Have you forgotten what you are capable of? This year, make it a New Year resolution, not only to remember your New Year resolutions, but to remember to push yourself to do hard things. Remembering to push yourself to do hard things can be really hard, because you forget to do it, and you forget to push yourself. One New Year resolution that I almost didn't make this year, and that I made, that I made, is to write 1,000 words a week. I tell people that I'm a writer, but then when they ask me about my writing, like, I don't know what to tell them because, I have been, I feel like I've been going through a dry spell, the last few years. One thing I'm gonna throw in right here is that, yeah, so that is my New Year resolution, to write 1,000 words a week. The Sunshining blog and the history, I've been doing the Sunshining thing for about 7 years, definitely over 5 years. And so my blog, like, there was a time when I had like multiple blogs, and then like a blog, like my personal blog, and then Bible study blog, and a blog for writers and all that. I've combined it all into just one blog, Sunshining blog, and I wrote some on that. 'Cause like I did a lot of writing in my like I've done piles of writing, and I still continue to do a lot of writing, and I will do a lot more writing this year. But I'm actually I fell in love with this new platform called Medium, and I'm actually gonna do all my writing on there. I'm gonna be transitioning the Sensioning blog from my website to Medium. And so a lot of the content on the Sunshining website is outdated because, you know, I'm always creating new. I've created a lot of websites in the last few years. And one of the biggest projects, you know, if you've been listening, a long time listener of this podcast, you probably heard me talk about Sun Bible. That has been my big project that I've been working on. Actually, it's, yeah, going on 2 years old, or 2 or 3 years. I'm surprised that it's been that long. And so, you know, I mean, I'm just a one-man person, so yeah, it is a lot of hard work to keep all the sites and stuff updated, and so a lot of the content on them is outdated, kind of. I mean, blogs, like I have so many good, like so much good content that I wrote that's on my blog, but you know, it's been published so long ago and it's not current. And so for what I'm trying to say is, yeah, for any new and current stuff, I mean, you just gotta keep following like me here on YouTube. And also, yeah, check out my stuff on Medium. That's where I'm gonna be writing this year. I'm gonna be posting all my writings on Medium. I'm doing film reviews. I'm doing tech related stuff. I'm writing about that tech related stuff, browsers and operating systems and other things, and then just sunshining stuff. And you can find, and there will be a link to the podcast notes for this episode. The podcast notes for this episode will be on Medium. And so there are so many distractions in the world. Let me get back to today's topic here. Where am I at? Where am I at? Where am I at here? So, yeah, there's so many distractions in this world here. So I was rambling on about, well, I wasn't really rambling on, but yeah, that and that. Okay, so let me get back to, okay, what are some things that distract you from remembering? I'm not just talking about New Year resolutions. There's so many important things to remember. You know, with this podcast, I want to shine some light into your life. Are you going through a difficult time right now? I encourage you to remember how good God is. I encourage you to remember the good times. Are you going through an easy period in life right now? I encourage you to remember how good God is. I encourage you to remember the difficult times in your life. Kind of on a side note here, and this is not another distraction, but you know, I believe it is the difficult things and the difficult times that shape us and that change us and that grow us more than anything, and that's why we should never forget them. But we also need good memories to help us get through the difficult times. That is why we should never forget the good times. But more importantly, we should never forget about the goodness of God. I wonder if it is, yeah, I already said this. I wonder if it's the hard times that teach us more about the goodness of God. Forgetting, remembering. When life is good or easy, we tend to forget God. Some say it's because we don't need him then. But I think it's because we forget the hard times, the times we really needed him and he was there. You know, remembering is very important. And I've said that I don't know how many times already. But, you know, if you were to create a list of important things to remember, what might be on that list? And then is forgetting just as important? Do you keep a list of things to forget? Do you remember to forget those things? The art of forgetting is to forget to remember that you remember and to forget about it. I think forgetting may be just, yeah, this is important as remembering. But you need to remember not to forget things you need to remember. The art of remembering is this: try to remember the last time you remember. The problem with forgetting is that you forgot to remember, and so when you try to remember, you can't because you forgot. Is there anything you need to remember? I hope this episode has not given you too much to think about. Oh, that reminds me, I almost forgot to remind you to please think about what you hear from me here at The Sunshining. I love to help people think, though I'm probably not that good at it. As we close, I just want to ask a few more questions. What are some things that help you to remember? What are some places that help you to remember? What are some of your favorite memories? What is your worst memory? What are some memories that are painful to remember? Well, that about wraps it up for this episode. But this episode isn't over yet. It is now time for the verse of the week. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 20, verse 8. So what does that mean? You know, which day is the Sabbath day? And then how would one go about keeping it holy? And have we forgotten it? You know, I encourage you to read this verse in context and just spend some time meditating on it. Something I personally struggle with when it comes to resting is, you know, I'm a workaholic. I always have to be doing something. And so I work because I don't want to be doing just nothing. And then when it comes to a time to rest, I have forgotten how. You know, when you forget how to do something, you may have to learn how to do it again. They say about some things, once you learn how to do them, you never forget. That may be true about everything. When we forget how to do something, we may forget that we know how to do something. We may forget the joy of doing that something. My notes are kind of in a ramble here, but yeah. You know, resting is very important, just like remembering, but resting in this, you know, the Sabbath day and all that is a whole other topic here. When you forget how to do something, you may have to learn how to do it again. That is it for this episode.